Kola Yerushalmi, corresponding to Krisus Bavli Daf Yod Ches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tes Amud Beis, on the second line, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Rav Leza Oimer, Truma Oile Be'echad Umeya, Rav Shura Oimer, Bameya Ve'id. Rav Leza says, in a Mishnah, Truma is Batel 101, Rav Shura says, in 100 and more, meaning even less than 101. Taman Omar Chizkia, Viabo Bishem Rebeloza, Kol Mokrim, Sheshona, Shisei Rebbe Machlekes, Vachaka Chosa Veshona Stam, Halachokestam. There, Rebbe Chizkia, quoting Rebbe Abo, quoting Rebeloza, said that wherever Rebbe taught an argument in the Mishnah and afterwards said a Stam Mishnah, which means one opinion without the name of the Rav who said it, the Halacha follows the Stam, since our Stam Mishnah says 101, like Rebbe Leza, this is the Halacha. Min Madutaninan, Sa Truma Shunafla Lameya, Ba'amar Rebeloza, Leith Kan Lema Lasich Mea El Lasich Tishim Matesha, Samadutaninan, Rebeloza, Rebbe Yeshua. The Gemara says, now since the coming Mishnah taught a Sar of Truma that fell into 100 of Chulin, and Rebbe Elazar said that the Mishnah does not say into 100, rather into 99, and another half Sar joins with the Chulin to be Mevatel the Truma, this is like Rebbe Yeshua. It's therefore as if there are Stam Mishnayos, one like Rebbe Elazar and one like Rebbe Yeshua, so we cannot learn from the rule that we said before. Minayin Jain Oilin, what's the source that they are Batel in 101? And Rebbe Yoin Ksiv, Chalboi, Es Mikdushay Mimenu. Tava Sha'at Marem Mimenu Shem Yipol Lesoichehu Mekadchoi Mekamu Echalimea. Rav Yonah answers, we learn it from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Chof Tes, from its choicest portion, that part of it which is to be consecrated. What you are Marim from it, which separates for Tumas Maisa, if it falls into it, it's Mekadish, means it forbids it. How much is this? Tumas Maisa is one part in 100. Rav Leza Oimer, Moisif sa umale, Rishua ime, Moisif kol shu umale. Rav Leza says he adds a sar and it's battle, which means 101. Rishua says he adds any amount and it's battle in more than 100. Rav Yosef ben Meshulam ime, Void kav lemea sar shtus lemedumah. Rav Yosef ben Meshulam says he adds a kav to 100 sar, a sixth of the medumah means the amount of tumah that fell in. Tani Rav Shimon ime, tumah oile bemea mikav achoime. Rav Shimon says in the Baisa that Tumah is batel in 100 using a Kal V'chomer. Im Issa Metoch Issa Oile, Issa Metoch Hetel Kol Shekein. If Issa amidst Issa is Oile, which means one removes one part of Tumah's Maisa from 100 parts of Tevel, and this therefore permits the Tevel, Issa amidst Hetel, which is Tumah that fell into 100 parts of Chulin, is it not all the more so that it should be Oile and should be batel? Tumah is, you should say, is tanitani, issa mitrecheta, is tanitani, heta mitrecheta. Tumah, some teach that it's called issa from amidst heta, like our text of the Vice of Rishimon, and some teach that it's called heta amidst heta. Mandama issa mitrecheta, shekain tumah asur lazoim. Mandama heta mitrecheta, shekain tumah mitrech lekahanim. The one who says issa amidst heta, because tumah is forbidden to non kohanim. The one who says heta amidst heta is because tumah is permitted to kohanim. If the patala kula lekahanim, mandama issa mitrech heta, they should say betruma tameya. Mandama heta mitrech heta, they should say betruma tahira. Some explain all of it regarding kohanim. The one who says issa amidst heta discusses tami truma. The one who says heta amidst heta discusses tahor truma.